Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we honor your presence, your anointing, and your power. We honor all that you are in this place today. We recognize who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in this place today. We recognize that we are good stewards over this body today, Lord God, to be presenting this as our reasonable service unto you, Lord God, for all the benefits that you have given unto us, Lord God. We yield to your spirit today and to your will today. Have your way in this place, Father God. Lord God, have your way in this place through everyone that's in here today, Lord God. Shake and move us, stir us, do what you have to do, Lord God, that we will not leave this place the same way that we came in here, Lord God. Lord God, it's a struggle. Yes, it is, Lord God, to enter into your kingdom. It's a struggle, Lord God, to come to your throne room, Lord God. But we are willing, Lord God, but the flesh is weak, Father God. I ask, Lord God, to forgive us of the sins that we have committed in our bodies that would hinder us to getting in your presence, Father God, as we confess our faults before you, Lord God. Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you cover them all over with your blood and give us the victory today in this place by your word, Lord God. Send these people and through me, Lord God, a rhema word, Lord God. And we ask, Lord God, and we forever give your name the glory and the honor. And the people of God say amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I am excited. How many of y'all are excited? We are excited. What's that theme? Excitement. I thank God for the city. Listen, I do have a word from the Lord for y'all today. And if you turn to Matthew, the 25th chapter, starting at the 14th verse, it's a lot of reading that we need to do. But I'm only going to grab the last probably about three or four scriptures out of the reading to deal with the subject that I'm dealing with today. And if you have it, say amen. 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 Good to see some great people back in the house of the Lord one more time. All right. I do have a word. Listen. Look at your neighbor and say, Pastor going to preach about today. Guess what he's going to preach about today? Y'all ready? I am in charge. Let's read. You going to read for me? Because it's a lot. And you know I'm going to butch up a couple of words and they're going to look at me and laugh at me. So
Matthew 25. Verse
14.
Matthew 25, verse 14 reads as, "For the kingdom of heaven is as man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway look his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I shall have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talents from him, and give it unto him which have 10 talents. For unto everyone that have shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But for him that have not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
How? That's some powerful scriptures, ain't it? You know, the we've been dealing with being a good steward. I dealt with last week of our finances, and I hope some of y'all really received it. And those that did not pay their tithes and offering, you can if you want to raise your hand. How many of y'all have that message last week compel you to even investigate or wants to start paying it and giving it back into the storehouse? You can raise your hand if you want. If you don't, you don't have to. It don't make a difference. Yeah, it's good to know that, because then you understand that the word of God is going forth. I purposely stayed away from gifts and talents and ability last week, dealing with being a good steward, because I do not want to bring them together, because I wanted the people to understand that God looks at all three of them separate as he combined them as whole. Just like there's a Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, even though they all three different entities, they as formulate as one God. And we have to start giving God the total package and stop giving him what we desires. Hallelujah. And I'm beginning to understand that God wants us in this next move to be a better steward of everything that he has given us, from our time, from our talent, from our finances, our kids, everything that he gave, our jobs. We have to become a good manager of them things. And one of the things that I'm learning is that a lot of us don't know about that which I've been preaching and teaching about, that I received numerous of phone calls last week or texts thanking me for that which was said. I have never heard a preach like that. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. And I have to apologize again to everybody by me not doing it, because of the ways of the olds and of the people that has in other churches prostitute people and members in churches, or have folks to the point where they don't want to give because they abuse people's finances. But I want to deal with, to me, that is more of a struggle for them, I think, for the body of Christ than the money thing. And that's people giving their talents, giving their abilities, giving their spiritual gifts unto God. And there's a reason why people do not give talent, gifts, and spiritual abilities unto God. Most of it is because who's sitting next to you. You're so afraid of what people may think or how they're going to judge you, that you have a tendency to hold yours so dearly and put it in the ground. And it's incredible, because at the time of the day of reckoning, none of them will be with you when you have to stand before God and hold accountable, be accountable for that which you didn't give him. It was one of the hardest things for me and Lady Marguerite to do the event for the marriage couple last night at the point of time, because we was both like, well, what are people going to say? And then we got to the place where we don't care. And you almost got to have that attitude that we don't care what people may think. Because the next move of God's going to have to be so incredible and so different to get the attention of the people, that some folks who stuck back inside Egypt is not going to like you going into the promised land. Hallelujah. You don't have to get with me. I teach by myself today. I feel like teaching. Even I went home early. I was home at 11 o'clock. So what I'm learning is that we have to first understand some things in order for us to get to the level where we give God what he desires. And first Corinthians, the 6th chapter, the 19th verse, it reads simply this: What know ye not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God? Ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in our spirits, which are of God. And it's very simple. We always hear the scripture being read that your temple is the your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. But that's all. That's why we stop there. We didn't read the whole scriptures in the one to finish up the chapter. It pretty much tell you in the scripture is, look here, let me explain something to you right now. That what you have, it ain't yours. It's a house that I have set aside that the Holy Ghost can dwell in, that you do what the Holy Ghost tell you to do. In other words, when you wake up tomorrow morning, it ain't your agenda. It ain't your day. You don't do what you want to do. You do what the Holy Ghost tell you to do. And if you take that attitude, you'll stop fighting with the Holy Ghost, trying to change the Holy Ghost's mind to do that what you want to do. I'm beginning to find out that that's the biggest problem we have in being obedient to God. We try to change God's mind. We're trying to change what the Holy Ghost keeps speaking to us. He keeps telling us, no, go left. Now, I want to go right. I know what right at. I've been right. So bring somebody else to us to try to persuade us, because you won't listen to what's on the inside of you. He'll send somebody to persuade you. Okay. And they do the same thing that the Holy Ghost do. They back off. And then you laid up inside a crippling situation, and then you mad at everybody because you feel like nobody came to tell you. Well, God never. Well, he tried to explain it to you. But I'm beginning to understand, if you realize that this vessel is not yours. I tell everybody, I'm not in my life anymore. He gave me a life to live. And when I was 27 years old, I was in such a messed up situation that when I gave my life over to him, I'm now born again. The new life is only his. If you're honest with yourself, you did not run your life correctly. And if you would have stayed in that life, you'd be dead right now. So what's the problem here? Why can't we comprehend that how this next movement has to be in order for us to be classified as a good steward over our bodies? Oh God, I heard you, Lord. I'm not talking about these trivial, stupid issues. Y'all ready? Whether I should get a tattoo or not, or whether this is not what I'm talking about over your bodies. I just heard the Holy Ghost speak to me. Those things are not important to God. Whether I should place my body around folks that's not what he's talking about. Those are so minute. There's other things that we're not doing that will stop any of them things that are questionable to come into our head. Let me give you an example. If I tell you to give God a praise right now, if you did it correctly, with the attitude that it's not your body to sit down because you're tired, everything else will be resolved. But the Holy Ghost tell you, get up and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Pastor, sit down, please, so I can sit down. There's a struggle. But the Holy Ghost telling me to tell you, because that praise will get you through tomorrow and the next day. But you don't want to be obedient to what is clicking on the inside of you. Holy Ghost telling you, get up, 3:00 in the morning and pray. Oh, this ain't God. Oh, this ain't God. This ain't God. I got to go to work tomorrow. Now you're trying to justify and not understanding that if you're a good steward and do what he tell you to do, you reap the benefits after. We're going to get into all of that. I have dreams and visions, and I come to understand when it is of God. Whenever I have a dream and vision, like I had one last week, I wake up all the time, believe it or not, between 3 and 3:30. It's an ongoing movement with me. I really believe that's the time that the angels of the Lord go stand before him. And I'll get up, and I'm like, okay. And I won't even lay down in the bed. I'll go downstairs, because if I lay down in the bed, I'm going to do what? But I always see, and so on this week, it was kind of funny. When I seen it, I woke up, I said, I bet you it's between 3 and 3:30. And I looked at the clock, and it was 3:13. I said, this has got to be of God. So what I'm beginning to understand, actually now, what Romans 12:1 is talking about. It says, I beg of you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God. Listen to what he's telling you.
that you present your a what? A living sacrifice, a living offering. Offer it up. I need it. I gotta have it. I've been asking you to give it unto me. I need a total of you. Because if you think you can live without your fleshly being, you'll never make it. We got some folks in church like that, them spiritual deep folks. Them swelling in the spiritual realm people. The ones that every word that's coming out of their mouth is D-dials and you got to, then you get around them, you talk 5 minutes, and you're like, okay, and or they'll call you and the whole conversation. Me and Lady Marguerite went to a conference and we sat at the table with a man, and I never met the man before in my life. Sat at the table with this man, and this man had to answer to everybody's question answered before they came to it, and asked me a question, I go and shut me off. He was so spiritual and holy. I've been around great men of God. I've been around Pastor Summerfield and da-da-da-da-da-da. I seen everybody. Dude. One preacher got up and walked away. I said, dude, you brought him here and you moved and left him here at the table with me. Marguerite gets up and leave off the table. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bring her back. She come back to the table. Guess what I did? You did it to me. I'm going to do it to you. But it amazes me because we did a question and answer time at this conference. And every question that came up, he had an answer for. So spiritual and holy, and people looking at him like, and you know your pastor, he don't know how to act right. I break it down just about the plane is going to be broke down. But I'm beginning to understand that those folks are offending God because they don't know how to live in this. They can't even explain things and bring it from the third heaven down to the earthly realm. So it becomes a disconnection because they have not learned to present their total bodies. They're only presenting the spiritual part of them because they are afraid of yielding all of them up. If I cannot walk in this earthly realm yielding my bodies up, then I'm no good to God. I can never minister to anybody that does not have a spirit. So I need you to present your, not your spirit, man, but your, I need you to present your total life from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. I need you to get up in the morning. Get out of the third heaven. Come to the earthly realm. Show my glory on your job. Show my glory in your home life. Show my glory in church. That's your responsibility, he says. That's your what? Reasonable. This word reasonable is a unique word. This word reasonable simply means it's your logical thing to do. That's not an option but to do this. Hallelujah. And we are messing up so much. Like I told you, we're dealing with three men here. And the unique feature in the scripture says that the three men, one had 10 talent he gave, one had 5 talent, and one he gave 1. I can't stand when the preachers talks about what he gave them. He gave every man according to what he knew he could handle. If y'all didn't understand that, then you didn't understand why the one with one put it in the ground. He didn't have the ability to do more than one. But he wasn't judging them on the one. He was judging what he can do with what he had. Oh, my gosh. So there's a no excuse clause for everybody in here. Some of y'all been in church for 10 years. Some of y'all been in it 5. Some of y'all been in it as 1. Some of y'all know 10 scriptures. Some of y'all know 5. Some of y'all know 1. So what he was trying to tell everybody here in the story, that is not the quantity, it's the quality of what you do with what you have. I can't play like Eric on that keyboard, and Lord know I can't sing, but the little bit I can get on note, I make it happen, don't I? Tell him, girl. I hit my one note and leave it be. Ain't the right man. Ain't the right mama. I do a little bit, and that's all I got there. I know my talent level in that area. Very little bit. I may get one word out, but don't let me go a whole verse. I'm going to put you up out of five. You have to know your talent level. You have to know your abilities. You have to know your strengths. And you got to know your weakness. Look at somebody say, I'm in charge. But the problem is that we don't understand, just because the Holy Ghost in us, that we are in charge of every situation. That's a kind of crazy move. I got to follow the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost have to lead me and guide me to be successful. So some of us would think the Holy Ghost is in charge. No, that's the crazy part. It's not in charge. You are. You are in charge to yield to the Holy Ghost. You are in charge to come to church. He tell you come to church, it's still your decision. Whether you go or not, you can't blame. Can't blame nobody. Because we'll blame it down. We got a blame list. We'll start at one. If we can't find the blame in one, we'll keep on going until we can justify the reason why we messing up. And if you can't find on list, you'll make up one and start believing it. I ain't never seen so many Christians can make up a lie and they'll believe it. Now, y'all missed that. The Christians will make up the whole lie, and then they'll believe the whole lie. And you can't tell them it's a lie. It ain't they faking. They really believe it. So I don't want to deal with the one with the five. I don't want to deal with the one with the two, because they did what he told them to do. And both of them received something special. And that was simply this. Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou has, let's what they call them. Good and faithful what? What did they serve? Their ability. Thou have been faithful over a few things. I will make these rulers over many. This is the part that excited me. This is the part that excited me. Listen. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Wow. You want to know why some of y'all not happy? There's not joy on the inside of you? Why we can't get a praise out of you? Because you are, as my old man would say, sitting there like a bump on a log. Do y'all know what a bump on a log is? Let me explain to you what a bump on a log is. A bump on a log is just this little thing that when you come down straight on a log, it do this. And it's twisted up. A bump on a log is something that is the hardest part of the log. You can cut any other parts, but when you get to the bump part in the log, it's so much difficulty for it to break, split, or do what you want it to do. If you roll the log, the bump of the log will cause it to do this. In other words, you serve no purpose, other purpose, than to cause havoc, bring problems and complications because you're not happy. And the reason why you're not happy is because you're not doing what God has called you to do. You're not giving your abilities and talents for the kingdom of God. I always thought this scripture was in the scripture. So I call it a scripture that they haven't found in the scrolls yet, but they're going to find the scrolls. An idle mind is a devil worship. We heard it all the way from growing up, and everybody thought it was a scripture and verse with that. There's no scripture and verse. But that is solely, plainly to be said up inside the kingdom of God, that if you sit in idle, you just stand for the work of the devil. So it's no excuses why Sister Monica have to carry 10 hats with 100 people in this ministry. Oh, I feel like messing with people today. Can I mess? She shouldn't have to be a administrator. She shouldn't have to be the cleaner. OCD should be done. Dance ministry. How many more hats you got? Serve, yep. What else? See, she won't even tell all, because I hear it out there. Why you got to be telling all my business for? Lady Marguerite shouldn't have to do everything. I ain't never seen, if you did this, if you want to take offense to what I'm going to tell you, that's fine. She didn't say it. I watched this, okay? I never seen so many Texans come over as a bit dealing with Lady Marguerite when she's a first lady. Why do we feel that she needs to deliver and constantly being? That was a hard one, wasn't it? Can I do it? Boy, that looked good. I'm beginning to understand that that's why we're not happy. It's because we're not doing nothing in the kingdom of God. So we are like this one with one talent, one ability that is so important that he really broke it down to everybody in here just come to church at 11:05 and leaves at 5 minutes to one. Or those that's complaining when you got to be on Saturdays. Oh, this is what I hate. I don't know what to do. Hold on. Like my mom and daddy said, the yard is dirty. You don't know what to do? Go pick up the trash. Some things don't need to be. Well, and this is one I hate. You want me to help you? Nah, that's okay. If you got to ask, then you really don't want to do it. Wherever there's a need, you're supposed to put your hands to the plow. I love to see folks in this ministry. I got Brother Clark back there. Give me, come on, man. Give me another one. Your mama wouldn't give me, so you gave it for your mama. All right. He said, yeah. I don't know. Listen, this is very important. You have to understand that this kingdom. This kingdom movement in this church cannot progress unless you are working. It blessed me so much. And I made mention of this because when I seen it, I said, wow. Chanel came back and she jumped right into two practices because she wanted to show her ability, the talent that God gave her to glorify God. Two practices, she learned a dance that I seen kids go. How y'all been working on that dance for about 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months? Is that the same one Hannah and Kimmy did? Y'all, that been a year ago. Broke that girl say, pump the brakes, don't go. But I'm serious. Gosh. Listen. It's in you. The ability to get the job done is in you. The spiritual gifts are in you. Let me show you why we do not work in the kingdom of God. 24th verse. That's it. Stop right there. Somebody go give me a towel, please. Your problem is, you think God is hard. You don't even understand, I got one, who he is. You don't even have a relationship with Lord if you think he's hard, man. Do you know how sweet and wonderful your God is? He's not a God that will reject you. I know some of the folks sitting beside of you are critical of every movement that you do. And they criticize everything that you do. They're very judgmental of you. But the God whom I serve is not like that. Boy, if y'all would have seen me when I first came in Christ. Woo! Ask Sister Pam and them. They thought they had to take me to the woodshed and beat me, rope me up. I didn't mind making mistakes, though. I didn't mind looking like a fool. Because you know why? I look like a fool out in the world. I couldn't do no worse than what I was. So my whole thing was when I came into Christ, hey, can't look no worse than what I was. But I always learned this. You learn from your mistakes. But unless you try, how you know? I used to sing on a choir, made a fool of myself. Yes, I did ushering. Didn't like that either. I did everything to find out where God is calling me to go. Didn't mind taking a chance. because he was worth it to me. I didn't want to sit idle up inside a pew, because I knew if I sat idle in a pew, I was going back out in the street. Make fun of me, I don't care. Because you have no heaven to send me to or no hell to put me into. I'm more afraid of God than I am of you. Read on. Come on.
Where thou hast not sown and gather where thou hast.
Yo, hold on. You missing it now. Come on now. Get it together. Let's go.
Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strewn.
You afraid to succeed. Hallelujah. You know how it goes. Ain't like you know scriptures. You know, but you're afraid. Some of y'all are afraid to be successful. You want an excuse to do what things you want to do. You know if you give into the kingdom of God, you're going to reap back from God. You understand the ways of God. But you don't want to do it because you want to stay in your miserable attitude, walking around thinking nobody cares about you and God don't care about you. The devil got you so full that you don't think you can survive without misery. I don't need to preach to you about how good God is. You already know how good he is. That's not the problem. You know he's a blesser. But the problem is you don't want to be blessed. Come on, Lady Marguerite.
And I was afraid and went.
There he goes. You are what? Afraid. Who are you afraid of? Let's go.
And went and hid thy talent in the earth.
You hiding. Let that marinate. Like that chicken was marinated last night. Let the flavor get all the way through the bone. Stop hiding. Look at your neighbor and say, stop hiding. Let's roll.
Lo, there thou hast that is thine.
Hold on. Read that one more time.
And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him.
Watch his response to you. Look at his response to you. Look what he calls you. He didn't call you unsaved. He didn't call you a child, unskilled, unlearned. Somebody that just don't know. You ain't a friend of God now.
I am a friend of God. He called me friend.
You sitting there week after week not giving him back what's owed to him. Stop singing a song. What is he calling them, Marguerite?
Thou wicked and slothful servant.
You lazy, wicked person. Somebody I can't count on for anything. Everything in your heart is no good. Why? Because you want to sit what? I told y'all it's dangerous to be here. I don't care. I walk down the middle of y'all. Throw darts at me. I got my shield up. You sitting in a pew Sunday after Sunday not doing anything. Just what he classified you as. That's why I'm not with for having 300, 400, 500, 1,000 people that just sit in the pew Sunday after Sunday. Because you got a whole bunch of wicked and slothful people. Give me a church that's motivated doing the work of God. It can be 25. Read on.
Thou knewest that I reap where I
sowed not. You knew it. I got amen corner over big baby. I got church baby, give me amen. And I got pretty girl Gabby. I'm telling the kids, I'm telling. Miss Renoir's gonna start talking. I know he got me. Oh, he was, there you go, look, he got me. That's, amen, I got you, Pastor, okay. Where my man Tubby at? You supposed to have my back. Dang, let's go.
That I reap where I sow not, and I gather where I have not straw.
In other words, I didn't do anything. And I knew that if I didn't do anything, I couldn't. Let's go.
Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchange.
In other words, throw it in the stock market. In other words, you need to just play rushing with it. Just do whatever you want to do. Just some way. I don't care. You can take my money and put it in the strip club. That's what he's saying. It doesn't matter. I know some of y'all couldn't comprehend that, so let me explain this to you a little bit more. Because you don't believe that I can do it, or you think I can do it, but you still don't want to be right doing it, I don't care what you do with it. I don't want it. You can sit there with all this talent you want to. You can sing it there with all this dancing ability you want to. If you ain't giving in the church, go ahead and take it to the strip club. I don't care then. You can play all the beautiful music that you want to. If you're not doing it for the Lord, it doesn't matter. All you're giving doesn't matter. In other words, it's your heart. Read on.
And then at my coming, I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents.
Guess what's going to happen in here this year? Let me tell y'all some of the talents and that he's speaking about that really wanted me to deal with today. Is spiritual gifts like the gifts of prophecy, service. Do you know there's a gift to serve? To be a servant. Helps. This church needs some helps. Teaching, giving, exhortation, gift of healing, faith, miracles, ready talent, your singing, your business. Some of y'all are great in business. Musical, arts and crafts, creativeness. All of these gifts and talent needs to be used in this ministry. I tell everybody, what you are good at in the world is supposed to be brought into this setting and is supposed to be used in here. If you love kids, it's very simple. Your ministry in the church is with what? If you're OCD, your gift is to keep things organized and structured. Seriously, do you know how many people in this ministry needs order? A person with OCD is great in what? But a lot of folks that's disorganized cannot deal with people that are organized because you feel like they're taking over your. But we don't understand that we are one body. Oh, I'm preaching this thing today. And my left hand is weak at doing something, then my right hand need to take over. Y'all missing this. There's people in this ministry that is a good administration. Ain't even doing no administration work. Good in finances. Sitting right in the pews. Didn't want to talk about the church and people that taking this thing and doing this right. That are great with giving. Always giving an encouraging word. Won't even get up and usher. But yet you talk, you're the first one to talk about them. Let me express this to you. I thought I was going to be short today, didn't I? Let me express this to you. When you're always critical of somebody in a certain position, that's because you have the ability to be in that position. And you're critical of them because you know that you're supposed to be doing it and you're afraid to do it. Let's go. Back there. Let's go.
For to everyone that have shall be given, and he shall have abundance.
Oh, there should be no lacking when you give of your talent. Woo. I know this. I've been in places where I didn't have a word. And because I always give words, he'll drop a word in my spirit. When you're a giver, you'll give. It always.
But for him that have not shall be taken away even that which he has.
Let's let that one be. Let's go. I didn't tell him that. Did I tell him that?
No.
Who told him that? Let's go.
And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness.
Woo! I'm going to cast you in outer darkness. Don't want you even around me. Most of us are miserable and unhappy because we're not number one in Christ. And then number two, when we get in Christ, we're not doing nothing in him. That's why your home life is a wreck. That's why your praise is not even strong. That's why your worship is dismal. That's why your prayer life is obsolete. Because you're not pouring nothing out of you. And he can't replenish. The woman I talked about 2 weeks ago, every time she emptied the barrel, when she went back there, the barrel had enough for every day until drought season was over. There's no reason why you should be lacking anything in your life. Happiness shall always be there. Joy shall always be there. Peace shall always be there. If it's not there, it's something that you're not giving out. And you are in charge of your destiny. You're in charge of your everyday. All you have to do is follow the Holy Ghost. He'll lead you and guide you through all truth. And those that don't have the Holy Ghost, you need to get one. And the one that's made for you. Because that's the number one problem we have for us in here now. I ain't seen no evidence. Yeah, I know I'm going to preach about that next. And yeah, I'm getting on that one. You know, I always lead into something, don't I? Because I'd rather have some fully saved folks filled with the Holy Ghost than ever than speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Because when you have them like that, it's easier. Whoo, it's harder, Pastor, those that don't have that. Whoo, because you got to be their Holy Ghost in yours too. That's tough. Amen. Amen. I know that was a tough subject to get out of, y'all. But let's go. Now I understand, and I'm closing in right here, what David was fully talking about as a man who was a giver of what? Praises unto God. He blessed God constantly. I will bless the Lord at all times, and my... That ain't what the scripture said. That ain't what the scripture said. The scripture said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His, isn't that something? His talent that he has given me to give him a praise in dire situations shall always be in my mouth. In other words, I'm going to do what I'm required to do under the ability that he given unto me, and I'm going to do it constantly. It's not mine. It ain't your talent to keep. It ain't your talent to withhold. It's God's. And he has placed you as a good steward over your ability and your talent to be used. Now, if I'm the hindrance, come see me. If you feel that I'm holding you back, come see me. Now, okay, this is where I get sticky at. You know I had to go there, don't you? If you sing like Pastor, and you don't sing like Janice or Melissa or Mike Jones, don't tell me that you got a talent and you're supposed to be on the praise team. Because let me show you, let me stop you before you embarrass yourself fully. You're going to have an audition with Eric, and Eric going to look at you and do like this. At this point in time, it's best to do simply this. Put the mic down, step away from the mic, and walk off. Because some of us run from our talent that God has given us to that which we desire to do and wants to say, this is what God has called me to do. It's our job as leaders in this ministry to make sure that you stay where God has called you to be. The scripture clearly says that you judge the spirit by the, and it's our job not to judge you, but to groom you and tell you, maybe you'd be better off singing in a mass choir without the mic close to you. Now, you want to know why I thought I could sing? Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready? It's very simple. Because I'm a good exhorter. I can exalt. You can exalt somebody without singing. So it's our job to groom you and say, you know, maybe this is what you call to do more. Amen? Now I want you all to look up to heaven and tell God, God, I am in, come on, in charge. It's my destiny. Hallelujah. It's my purpose that you have given unto me. I repent for me not doing that which you have called me to do. I messed up. Don't take my talent from me. I'm glad that you told me before you came back. I need some of y'all today to go. You know why you buried it at. There's a shovel that will be at the altar for you. Go dig it up. Grab your talent and start using it for the glory of the Lord. All stand, please. Hallelujah.